Recently, the U.S. Senate backed away from a proposal that would have closed a number of military bases. Communities that depend on military bases for their livelihoods breathed a sigh of relief, but that is not stopping communities from planning ahead for the next round of cuts. For example, Goldsboro. That city is partnering with the Seymour Johnson Air Force Base to improve some of its facilities, part of a strategy to make the base less vulnerable to closure. Joining us now for more is military reporter Jay Price. Welcome, Jay.
Thanks for having me, Frank.
Tell me what's going on in Goldsboro.
Well, a lot, and it's just this kind of ongoing thing. BRAC is what this stuff is called. You know, it's popularly called, or maybe popular might not be a good word to use. Base closings are widely despised in Congress and in military base communities, of course. Whenever this topic comes up, there's a lot of controversy over it. But there have been five rounds, kind of formal rounds of these things beginning back in 1988. And periodically, you know, they call for another one. And, you know, it makes some sense because the military has to constantly adjust. It's always adjusting its size. It's getting different kinds of aircraft that require different things. The mission changes. The facilities have to change. And right now, the Pentagon says it's got about one-fifth of its facilities, you know, running for no purpose. And it costs money. It wants to downsize. It's always asking to be able to adjust, and Congress is always resisting. The consensus is eventually it will happen, no matter how many times they say no. Eventually, they have to say yes. It just gets so bad that the things have to change. So, you know, one thing that they found out, the communities found out the last time around was, you know, they've kind of educated themselves more and more and more as the next round breaks, was that they shouldn't just panic and act like this is an emergency situation. And basically what changed with the last round was a lot of communities began to look at it in kind of terms of how they interact with the military as an ongoing thing. They don't just pop up and try to prevent a base closing, but instead they just stay engaged and in the long run try to keep the relationship strong.
So what's happening in Goldsboro?
Well, a lot. In Goldsboro, cities, the city, the county, the schools, Chamber of Commerce officials have all kind of pitched in with the mission, even local churches. They organize a monthly meal for families of deployed troops. And there's a group that's dedicated to the task of kind of tending this relationship with the military. It's called Friends of Seymour Johnson Air Force Base. It has 150 members. It's got a consultant in Washington. Raises more than $100,000 a year in contributions. And, you know, Goldsboro's not a large, wealthy city.
So they've got a multi-sport complex that's part of this whole project, right?
Yeah, this is a pretty new thing as part of this kind of new military initiative to kind of forge relationships too. It wants it to be a two-way street. The military feels like it can save money in certain arenas if it partners with local communities, and you know everybody gets something out of this. So what's happening is the Goldsboro is in the middle of building the $6 million multi-sport complex on government land, on former base land. They had base housing there, and there's a lot of base housing close by. So the base is getting something out of it. It's getting a recreational facility that's close to a lot of its housing, and the city's getting this huge sports complex.
So if Seymour Johnson were on the chopping block, how would something like this give them a leg up?
Not directly. And they're not exactly billing this as some sort of measure to prevent the base being closed, but it's part of that ongoing relationship. Just kind of proves that they've got a great relationship with the base leaders. And, you know, if it comes down to these decisions are always based on the value of a facility for the military, for defense. But if it comes down to two different bases and one of them is in a place where maybe the amenities aren't great and the relationship with the community isn't, well, the choice is obvious.
Jay Price, military reporter who joined us to talk about ongoing partnerships between communities and military bases. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks for having me.
Links to his reporting, of course, at our website, stateofthings.org. Well, just ahead, a new project aims to collect stories about a century of life at Fort Bragg. And we'll get a preview on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.